coming to you live from the heart of Belito on a Tuesday, the 14th of May. Welcome to Radio Life and Style. Welcome to your Tuesday. And right now, giving you, well, a cool little local perspective on a story that is definitely on my radar. It should be on yours too. And if you are a swimmer, the kind of person who likes to tackle the big open sea, then you probably already know that there's an event being organized for this Saturday coming here in Belito, and it's for a cause. The cause is in the studio with me as well this morning. We've got a full studio, and I'm going to introduce you to who's who in the zoo in a second, but just to set the scene, there is a local lifeguard based at Willards Beach. If you're a regular beach goer, you'll already know Ernest Pungula is the man I'm talking about, and he has been selected. He's qualified to represent South Africa at the World Triathlon Champs, set to take place in Australia in mid-August. Yo, it's an honor. It's a big thing. Here's the deal. No government assistance to help Ernest get over there, and he's been left to make a plan to try and cover the costs of getting himself onto that international stage to represent his country. And he's obviously a man who is held in high regard here locally, because the local swimming brotherhood, the fraternity, has heard the call, and they have risen to the occasion. They're organizing this special Big Sea Swim. It's set to take place on Saturday, the 18th of May, and the full distance from Clark Bay Beach to Salt Rock. It's going to be an epic ocean adventure, and it's all to raise funds to help get Ernest over there, over to Oz. It's a social swim, which means that fins and wetsuits are going to be allowed. There's also some shorter distances for those that are not the most experienced big sea swimmers. There'll be a 3.8k and a 2k swim as well. The deal is your entry fee of 500 rand will guarantee you a spot in the water. So far, the entries have been flowing in. The weather is looking absolutely perfect as far as swimming conditions for Saturday. We've been getting daily updates, and the weather is holding steady. And to give you a little bit more info on what this is all about, well, I welcome to the microphone right now the man himself, Ernest Pungula, in the studio. Ernest, how are you doing on this Tuesday, my friend? Welcome to Radio Life and Style. Great to have you, man.
Thank you so much.
You can see when it's a big moment, sometimes the words escape us. But I can tell you, I got two thumbs up there from Ernest. and he's in his lifeguard kit right now, whistle around the neck, baggies on, ready for action. Straight after this, we know where he's going. Representing the rest of the lifeguard team we have with us, no stranger to the microphone, Bongani Kulu is in the house with us as our KDM lifeguard superintendent. Bongs, how are you today?
I'm very well, I'm very well. And good morning to all the listeners.
Great to have you back with us. And Marianne Brink is in the house to make sure that we can get this interview off to a cracking start. After a recent lifeguard interview talking about another superstar lifeguard who was in the spotlight recently, last week, we're now back again. Marianne, how are you?
Hi, Mike. I'm very, very well, and I'm so excited to be here this morning, because if you haven't heard yet, I'm starting a new radio show at Radio Life and Style called Beyond the Brink, and this couldn't be a better story that excites me, because Ernest literally, he is beyond the brink. He is the picture of going beyond the brink, so I'm very excited.
Oh, well, let's get straight into it. And you got some questions lined up, Marianne, you want to ask Ernest. Fire away.
Yes, I think the first question I have is, I've obviously read everything about you and checked out everything that you've been up to, which is amazing. But I thought it would be nice to just give us a little bit of a background check, because I checked, you know, where you came from and how hard you've worked to actually land up where you are now, going to Australia for World Championships. And it's such an inspiring story to me. Because you've worked not only becoming a lifeguard, but actually now doing these kind of amazing triathlons and duathlons. So tell us a little bit more of how you got here, Ernest. Just a quick idea of who you are.
Greeting everyone. I'm Ernest Pungula from Groutville, and okay, I'll a little bit explain. How do I start triathlon? I start triathlon in 2021 under Glencore. and I'm still in triathlon today. So
it's been a journey, obviously. Yes. Eh? 2021, if you take it back, so in a short space of time, three years
that's
now,
3 years,
you've gone from starting at the bottom, and now you're at the stage where you can represent South Africa, which tells you something about, obviously, the talent, but the dedication that you've put in, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Marianne.
Oh, yes.
You had a little bit of time to do some research and looking at the journey. What else have you got there?
Well, for me, it's just the most amazing thing to see that you came from humble beginnings and then you became a lifeguard and you didn't just stop there. And for me, the most inspiring thing is that we underestimate lifeguards, I think, sometimes. And now look at you, Ernest. I think you're making Bongani and the entire community proud that you are actually representing us in Australia and doing the World Championships and with your amazing coach, Glenn Gore. And I think we should get him back later as well with you once you've been to Australia and we can hear the exciting stories of the journey you've done and how well you've done in Australia. And can you tell us a little bit more of what your training entails? I think everybody wants to know that because, I mean, I'm not the greatest swimmer. I can help myself. But I would love to know what this kind of training entails.
Yeah. Okay. Actually, on my training, I just follow the program that Glenn gave me. Like every Sunday or Monday, he would send a program that I have to follow if I'm not training with the team in Durban. So mostly on Mondays in the morning, I will rest. Then later I'm going for a swim. I swim at Thompson's, doing like 2Ks on Tuesdays. I cycle 40Ks. It depends on the program. And then later I have to run like 8Ks or 10Ks. Then on Wednesday, it's a must to go in Devon to train with the team. So we're doing 10Ks. In the morning, late, I'm going for a swim at Thompson's. Thursday, it's a bike session. Later, it's a run. And then on Friday, I have to rest. Then Saturday, it's a long ride with the team. So I have to make sure that I go and train with the team so that I will improve on a bike. I know that I'm not good on a bike, but I'm trying to get there. And Sunday, it depends whether it's a rest day or I go for a long run, 21Ks. Mostly, I just like tell myself that I will run from home, Tembeni to Palito, that is 21K. So,
wow, that is a lot of dedication. And I think with that kind of training, you're really going to make us proud in Australia. I mean, you are really dedicated and putting the hard work in. And we're so, so proud of you. And I think you can be such an example to all the kids, even in this community, thinking that they're in Bolito and they're just doing their sports on a small scale. But then looking at you, seeing what you have achieved and what they can do one day, that is such an inspiration. And I hope that you know that, Ernest, that you are inspiring everyone in this community to just go beyond the brink and just live their best life and put everything in.
And Bongani, I want to bring you in for a word here because you obviously are aware of what's been going down and you've got a dedicated member of our local lifeguarding family who is showing up to do his duty and put in the hard work on that front. But then over and above that, putting in all of this extra time and effort into making sure that he can achieve and perform at a world-class standard for this exciting adventure, which is just getting started in his athletic career. But then you know the realities, hey? When you're chosen, when you make the grade, then there's it's like, okay, it's make a plan now because we're not going to help you get over there. The government can't come to the party, but here we are. We're in a community, seaside community, coastal community. Ernest's obviously been impressing the other guys who are regulars in the pool at Thompson's, and so there's this plan to have a big special day to try and raise some funds and to put this thing on the map. And from your perspective, just how big a story is this?
Mike, firstly, I think it's very humbling, the response that we've received from the community. I think it was last week, Thursday, I put on a Facebook post just telling the community about Ernest's story and what's at hand. And I just put it out there on Thursday. I think from Thursday to the Friday, we received so many messages on to how to assist to raise funds. And actually a friend helped and set up a back a buddy. And after the 2 days, we were looking at 30 grand that was in the account already.
From zero to that.
And, you know, even for the fact that Mike Oberholzer, he's been very, very instrumental in Ernest's training and also into saying, you know what, let's try and help him. And, you know, even our team as well, because at the end of the day, Ernest has a job that he has to do, but he needs to have those colleagues that will understand and help him to achieve that goal and to back him up wherever he needs the backup. So, you know, it's just amazing all around, everyone that has been around Ernest and pushing him and wanting him to achieve this goal. It's been excellent.
It has truly been amazing, Mike. I actually spoke to Mike Oberholzer this morning, and he confirmed that we have raised 82,000 rand so far, Ernest. So you are well on your way to Australia. We obviously need to raise a bit more. We're looking at about 15,000 more. We're hoping by the end of the race Saturday, we would stand at 100,000, which will definitely send you off to Australia to represent. And for the swim, if you want to still enter, you can, but you have to enter before 8:15 Thursday. So this Thursday, we are closing all entries at 8:15. We have the banking details where you make the payment for the 500 rand entry fee. And Mike also said that it's important to say that school-going kids can swim along with their parents, and their entrance fee will be 250 rand. And I think what Bongani can explain maybe even further, but Mike explained to me that the safety that you guys, the safety precautions, it's extreme. You guys have got, I think, 8 lifeguards swimming with the swimmers. If it's still the same number, he said, I must just confirm with you. But 8 lifeguards in the water with the swimmers at all time. There'll be jet skis. There'll be rubber ducks. There will be guards on land as well. So it seems to me like these swimmers who are all swimming Saturday will be taken care of and they'll be safe, and it will be a huge event, and I look forward to covering it as well. So I'll be there Saturday filming it all, getting the vibe, and I hope that the rest of Bellito, if they have nothing to do on Saturday, comes and checks it out. Mike also said it's very important for the swimmers, the ones who are starting at the furthest point, which is Clark Bay, to be there at 6:30, just so that they can fill in all the forms. Am I right?
Yes, definitely. And, you know, when we have these kind of events here in Wadukuza, we also want to showcase our equipment, what we've got. We've got skis, we've got boats, we've got the lifeguards.
We definitely have the lifeguards.
You've got the kits and you've got the skilled operators to make it happen. And of course, it's just for one of your own.
Exactly.
So you must know it's going to be a turnout.
Yes, I mean even not the full time employees, but your temporary lifeguards that started with Ernest, they've put up their hand and volunteered and said, "Hey, we don't want to be left behind. We want to be part of it." Okay. So it's a big event.
And Ernest, how cool is it for you to have your team showing up on the day as well to support and to be there by your side?
I'm happy. Ish.
If this was TV, you'd be able to see.
Yes, he is very happy.
There's that expression.
We will have to post the YouTube link just so that people can see the joy and the happiness on his face.
As you say, still an opportunity for those who are not registered to get in before, by Thursday morning. Marianne, details, contact, and what's the smartest way for folks to plug in who are still keen? I believe there's also going to be some shore walkers who are going to be walking along the coastline while the swimmers are in the water.
Yes, raising funds as well.
There
so everybody is behind you, walkers, swimmers, all of them.
And a drone in the sky on the day as well to capture all that stuff and make sure that we can see it unfolding because, these guys move.
They do. And I think an important point to mention as well, I was a bit worried because I definitely want to support the schools, and I thought, oh, do I have to swim now in the deep ocean to support Ernest and pay 500 Rand? But I think it's important for all listeners out there to know that we will post the banking details on our social media platforms, on the YouTube video of this interview that we will post on our YouTube channel as well. So make sure you go to our YouTube channel, subscribe, so that you can also follow the journey, because we'll definitely follow up with Ernest. And I will have the banking details on there exactly of how you can support this cause, how you can enter, what the reference number is for you as well for the actual race, so that we can all get behind this. And I hope that I'm going to see the whole Balito on Saturday supporting this. Remember, the 5K swimmers have to be there 6:30. It's quite important. There'll be a safety briefing as well 45 minutes prior. And I really think you need to be there for that. I think it's important, Tay Bongani.
Definitely, most definitely.
Definitely. And then the ones at Willits Bay need to arrive roughly about 7 o'clock. That's for the 3.7K. So they'll arrive at roughly 7 o'clock and then wait for the swimmers to come through from Clark's Bay. As soon as they reach Willits Bay, then they'll get into the water and continue their swim to Salt Rock Beach, because that's where we ending is Salt Rock Beach. So if you want to welcome all the swimmers at Salt Rock Beach and cheer them on, which will be so exciting, I'll be there. Look out for Radio Life and Style taking all of that on camera, and come and support. If you are jumping into the ocean at Thompson's for the 2K, it is important to be there 7:15, so make sure you are there. So once the swimmers reach Thompson's Bay, so that you can also get into the water. I know that the registration beforehand at Willits is very important for you guys to tally the numbers, isn't it, Bongani, to know for safety how many swimmers are going into the ocean and how many need to get out.
Yeah, it's very important that we know everyone that is tagged for each swim. So if you are tagged in for Clark Bay, we've got to know that number so that it can be collected at the end of the swim. So same as your Thompson's Bay swim as well. So we've got to tag them, put a marker, and then we know when they come in. It's a safety precaution.
Absolutely. I think they're in safe hands, Mike. And I think we can definitely do a fundraiser like this again, because I've heard that you, Ernest, have now qualified for Spain as well in October. You are just flying high, going beyond the brink. Tell us a bit about that quickly, Ernest, before I think we end this off, because we all want to hear what fundraiser are we doing next for Spain then.
I received an email last week. I'm not sure whether it was Thursday or Friday that I qualified to represent South Africa in Spain. So I'm happy if we can try again to raise funds to Australia. That can be like
amazing. Yeah. So you'll be going to Australia and Spain in 1 year. Yes. How's that, Ernest? All your hard work is definitely paying off, and we are so, so proud.
Thank you so much. I'm happy.
You heard it right here on Radio Life and Style. It's a story that we're going to be following, obviously, and we'll be no doubt after the weekend doing a follow-up, a debrief here on radio once everyone's dried off. And we'll have our team back in the studio. You've been getting word this morning with Marianne Brink conducting the interview. Bongani Kulu from the KDM Lifeguard family, as superintendent, the proud dad, watching all of all of these guys. And Ernest Pongula, a local lifeguard from Willards Beach, representing South Africa at the World Triathlon Champs in Australia in mid-August. We're going to make sure he gets over there. And to everyone who's already come to the party, who's already donated and signed up, and who will be in the water on Saturday, thanks for making this thing happen. Because what do we say? Teamwork makes the dream work. Hey?
Absolutely.
And we're all behind Team Ernest for Saturday the 18th. And keep it locked on your local station. It's Radio Life and Style.
Listen to the voice of Balito, Radio Life and Style, 88.0 FM.